in the matter of Toshisada Onishi. Like appearances?
Good afternoon, Chief Justice Radner and Associate Justices of the Court, Christopher W. Goodwin, G-O-O-D-W-I-N, Deputy Ethics Counsel on behalf of the Office of the Attorney.
Come right to the center, please.
Thank you.
Mr. Goodwin, have you heard anything on behalf of respondent?
I have not.
Can you represent to us that service was proper?
That is correct.
The OAE's recommendation.
It is agreeing with the finding of the Disciplinary Review Board, imposing discipline of a 3-month suspension with the condition that he come into full compliance with the conditions of his admission to the bar, which was enumerated in the court's December 7th, 2021 order.
If someone fails to satisfy a condition of a conditional admission and fails to cooperate, why wouldn't an indefinite suspension be appropriate?
The Office of Attorney Ethics would agree that this is distinguishable from two prior cases, a prior case before this court in 2008, that was In re Thomas D. Allen, in which this court did impose an indefinite suspension. However, in that case, there was evidence of substance abuse, narcotics, as well as alcohol, and continuous lapses of sobriety. It appears that it was the opinion of the court that that indefinite suspension was appropriate because of his addiction. It does not appear that we have addiction issues in this particular case before you, Your Honor.
The limitation that was imposed in this case has not been followed, and the OAE and the court's orders have gone unresponded to. Why should such an individual, conditionally admitted, who has not abided by the conditions, be allowed to practice law?
That is a valid concern, particularly since this individual has passed the bar more than 9 years ago, and his admission with conditions was imposed more than 7 years ago, and it does not appear he has made many attempts to come into compliance. In fact, he has done the opposite. He has filed 3 motions, 1 to terminate those conditions and 2 for reconsideration of prior court orders. However, the OAE is operating under the theory of progressive discipline. Since this individual has been administratively ineligible to practice since 2022, there is no evidence that this individual has ever practiced, and this would be the first discipline imposed.
So, and this will be my last question, progressive discipline ordinarily is applied to individuals who are admitted. This is someone with a conditional admission who hasn't satisfied the condition. Should the analysis be different in such a situation as to progressive discipline?
The way you've posed the question, I would agree with you, Chief Justice. We don't have a case directly on point with respect to this. However, it does appear that there's been little to no effort to come into compliance with the conditions.
Questions, anyone? Thank you, counsel.
Thank you.